This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 426, Andrea's awesome advice for IELTS 7.5.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll meet Andrea, a Three Keys student who recently scored an overall 7.5 on her first IELTS attempt. Listen to learn how you can plan for the same success. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and IELTS hopefuls. We're here with a bit of a motivational episode for you guys today. We are going to share a success story from a student, and hopefully you guys can learn some ways that you can also prepare for success. Student, can you introduce yourself, please?
So my name is Sandra Bernal. I live in Panama City, and I think that's about it.
Okay,
do you want
cool.
to know anything else about me?
Okay, well, I think, okay, so this doesn't have to do with IELTS, but I think it's super cool. You have a YouTube channel.
Yes, I do. It's 100% in Spanish, but I get all the information in English, and then I translate it into Spanish for, you know, people who actually don't know the English language.
Mm-hmm. And what is it about?
So it's about scientific research, mainly nutritional science. So people who are interested in living a healthier lifestyle and having, you know, proper nutrition. And it talks a lot about how diet impacts our state of health. And basically, you know, diseases like diabetes and heart disease, which are the leading yeah. causes of death in the world.
So does this factor into your future goals? Like, is this passion something that you want to pursue in the future? Like, is this why you took IELTS? Because you want to go study or do something about your passion?
Actually, no. It has nothing to do with my bachelor's or my master's, but it's something that I would like to do on the side. I think a good quote from Albert Einstein is, "Those who have the privilege to know have the duty to act."
And I love that. Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
So that's basically why I'm doing this.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to IELTS. I want to talk to you more about the plant-based nutrition, but that's, you know, that's for another podcast, I guess.
No problem.
Okay, cool. So, before getting into Three Keys IELTS, had mm-hmm. you taken the IELTS exam or no?
No. This is the first and only time I hope I have to take the test.
Oh, sweet. That's perfect. Okay. So what were your scores? What did you get?
So I got 7 out of 9 on the listening, reading, and writing sections and 8.5 out of 9 on the speaking section.
Oh my God, 8.5 on speaking. Let's go directly to that score. How did you do that?
Well, you know, I have been studying English for a long time, but like on and off, not really mm-hmm. like formally until 2012. Okay. I was awarded a Fulbright scholarship by the U.S. Department of State. So,
oh, wow.
you know, that's why I did my master's degree in the U.S. And then since I started the Three Keys IELTS course, uh-huh. that kind of like encouraged me to find native English speakers to talk to on a daily basis.
Cool.
And so I think that actually kind of like gave me the confidence to talk more.
Sure.
What? How? I think that played
how did you?
A key role.
So, how did you do that? Because we have a lot of questions from listeners about how can they find speaking partners. So, how did you accomplish that?
Well, there is a website called iTalki. I had never heard of that website, but I guess by following your course, somehow that led me to that website. And I put on my profile, basically, you know, I'm practicing English. I would like to only talk to native English speakers that can actually, you know, correct me when I'm, you know, when I make a mistake.
Sure.
So that, and I set up a schedule, you know, like kind of like follow a roadmap and practice with people every single day.
That's fantastic. Yeah. The schedule is the key. Mm-hmm. So like a couple of things that you've mentioned so far that I think are really important, the motivation factor, right? Like finding something that's going to push you further, because obviously you had a high capability in English, right? But you still needed just that little bit of extra push to say like, yeah, it's time to get serious about this. Exactly. I am going to do this every day. Okay. That's really cool. All right. So are there any strategies that you think helped you on the speaking exam from the course?
From the course, just basically the roadmap, having something that I could follow on a daily basis. And, you know, and also having the confidence that the roadmap is going to actually give me all the topics that the test is going to cover. You know, I wasn't, you know, leaving anything out that, you know, so that kind of like gave me like the certainty that I needed. Awesome. Yeah. And of course, that was like a huge motivation for me to know that I'm doing this right, because, you know, there is like a plan to follow and all the topics are there.
What were some of your favorite resources? Like if we could, because I really want listeners to be able to take away today, like real things that they could do, right? So what were one or two resources that you feel like you discovered on the roadmap that maybe you wouldn't have known about before?
I can't remember the name right now, but I know there were certain websites that had information about speaking and listening, and you could actually select your level, so you were not like guessing, okay, like should I just, you know, just go with this one? No, it actually, it was very it was divided by level. So if you are a beginner, then you can select, you know, all those resources for a beginner. So, you know, I would choose advanced to push myself even further. So that's good to, you know, to kind of like know what you're doing.
You know, that I know the website you're talking about, and it's something I actually talked about it in a blog post recently. Guys, listeners, come back to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and search listening resources, because there are lots of recommendations for podcasts, native speaker material. But something that Andrea is talking about is a website called ESL Lab. And I've actually recommended this a lot to people who are struggling with, they might have a high, like they have really good listening skills, but they are still struggling with spelling. And it's not spelling like crazy words like phenomenon or psychology, which, you know, even I mess up spelling sometimes. It's spelling like simple words. And sometimes we just need to go back to basics to remind ourselves. Because when you get to a certain level, like it's been a long time since you studied elementary English, right? So it could be easy to sort of forget this stuff sometimes. So guys, if you're finding that maybe you're making sort of simple mistakes, ESLLab.com, I'll put it in the blog post for this episode. Just go to our website and search Andrea, and this episode will come up. Yeah, that is an awesome, awesome resource. Hello, wonderfully awesome IELTS candidates and IELTS Energy listeners. If you would like access to that roadmap to help propel yourself to the highest scores on your first attempt or your next IELTS exam, check out our course, The Three Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, cool. So let's talk about like just sort of taking it section by section. If you could remember what sort of helped you prepare or what helped you on test day. Let's talk about listening. So seven in listening. We talked about ESL Lab. Is there any other strategy or resource you feel like helped you get that score?
Yes, I mean, I wish I had gotten like an eight at least, because I thought I just got this, I got distracted. You know, I was kind of nervous, so I got distracted of that. Yeah. So, yeah, I could understand every single thing they were saying. It was just a matter of, you know, getting a little bit distracted. So, another resource, yeah.
Sorry, let me stop you there real fast. Yeah. So, when you say you got distracted, does that mean that, like, you lost focus for a bit and you missed some of the answers?
Yes, yes. Okay. That's what happened. All right. Yeah, unfortunately.
It happens to the best of us. Don't worry. Guys, this is interesting. So, I find that, you know, we've been doing this for so long. This is like 400 and something episodes. And there are themes. Like, we go through phases. And this is a theme that has come up a lot recently. So, don't lose track, guys. Like, we need to just follow that strategy of tracking the keywords, because that, you know, hopefully that can help you stay focused. But obviously, guys, Andrea is she's an advanced student. And so I think this shows that it can happen to anyone, right? Yeah. But somehow you were able to come back and still stop that anxiety and find where you were again.
Yeah. Yeah, plus the guy next to me was making noise. I think that was, like, that's what triggered, like, everything, to be honest. Like, from the beginning, he was probably, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 16 years old or something like that. So, he was just...
What kind of noises was he making?
He was making noise with his pencil and with his feet.
Oh, God.
I don't know where he thought he was, but, like, yeah, that kind of, like, triggered everything.
Oh,
so everything went like downhill from
there. Oh, crappy, that's terrible. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, that's like an IELTS nightmare, right? I mean, you're kind of like, when you're preparing, we're often preparing at home. We're, you know, in a comfortable, quiet place. So I think it's always a good idea to like push yourself in your preparation as well, guys. Like, go find a library with like a crowded study table, you know, sit among a whole bunch of other people that are likely to distract you and sort of like practice for that situation. Oh, geez. Okay. Okay. So let's move on to reading. Was the reading test difficult for you?
It was. I was expecting, again, a higher score, but I don't think I could have done anything, you know, anything else. Like, it was challenging. It was challenging. There were, of course, I didn't read the whole thing. I just followed the steps that I, I learned from the course, but there isn't else. There is anything else that I can, you know, there isn't anything else. Yeah, I cannot think of anything else that I could have done better, to be honest.
What strategy do you think helped you the most on the reading
managing
exam?
My time. You know, if I had not taken the course, I would have just read the whole thing and I wouldn't have time to, you know, to finish the test. Listening to the news and reading the news. I love NPR. I try to listen to NPR every day. So that's a great resource that, you know, I have been using since actually 2012 when I went to the US. That has helped me greatly.
Do you have a favorite NPR program?
Not really. I just go to the mainly like the politics session, section, or like, what else? Like technology and science. Those are the topics that I'm most interested in.
Awesome. Okay, sweet. And then writing. How was the writing exam for you?
It was pretty easy to me, to be honest. I don't know what I could have done better. I just, you know, maybe the only thing I could have done better was, to give like, to add more details to my examples, maybe. But I did write, you know, more than what I had to. And still, you know, it gave me time to review everything that I had written, and everything was fine in terms of like not repeating words or like spelling wise, like everything was fine.
Good.
I think I could have just added a little bit more like details to give more insights to the reader, you know, more information about what I was talking about.
You know, that's, it's interesting you said that, because that really is sort of a definitive line between a 7 and 8, mm-hmm. is like how specific you go into detail. Mm-hmm. We do talk about how like ideas don't matter, but to a certain extent, because of course you do have to have strong ideas, strong positions, and support them really clearly, mm-hmm. right? And that means specific details and examples. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that really is the distinction. One of the distinctions between a 7 and an 8 is how deeply you go into detail. Mm-hmm. Andrea, I love how like reflective you are about your experience. I think our students are going to learn a lot from your advice today and your reflection, because you're like, you know what, this helped me, but maybe I could have done this better. So I think we've shared a lot of advice that's going to help people today. Do you have any sort of last words of wisdom for IELTS candidates that are looking to get that 7 or higher as you did?
Well, you know, follow the roadmap, practice as much as you can, and try to find native English speakers to do either, you know, a language exchange or just get feedback from them. Those are things that helped me a lot.
Sweet. And Andrea, what are you going to do now? Now that you got the scores you needed, right? Mm-hmm. So where are you going to go with this? What are you going to do with these IELTS scores?
So I will apply for Canadian immigration. And, you know, I even plan to start learning French very soon, because that's a language that would help me there.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. That's cool. You know, I studied French a little bit, but it was when I was living in Cambodia. Mm-hmm. And teachers make the worst students. Like, seriously. When I was in the class the whole time, I was just like, I wouldn't be teaching vocabulary like this. Students are not going to learn. And, like, it was really bad. I'm going to have to try a different approach next time. Okay, fantastic. So guys, if you're ready to get that roadmap that Andrea is talking about, you can get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System and get the overall score that you need as well. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, fantastic, Andrea. Thank you so much for sharing your experience today.
No problem. My pleasure.
All right. Have a good day. Good luck in Canada.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.